Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lime. Batting second. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rich Reese. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Lime is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Salmon steals second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Horton reaches second base with a double. Salmon scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Roseboro reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roseboro scores. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Carew steals third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew tags and scores. Oliva tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field. Elander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Elander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon misplays the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Ted Elander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elander is 0-for-1 in the game. Elander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians won. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese's at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese's 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hernandez out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Willie Smith pinch hits for Joe Askew. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Suarez now catching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Belander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to second. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reese is walked intentionally. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Roer now pitching. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Roseboro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. May hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar juggles the ball. That's an error on Tovar. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hernandez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardinal moves to second. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Ken Suarez. Al Worthington now pitching. Duke Sims pinch hits for Tommy Harper. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew hits a fly ball towards left. May settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on May. Killebrew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-3 in the game. Ulander hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.